An influential woman welcomed the prophet Elisha, providing him a little room on the roof, a bed, table, chair, and lamp. In return for receiving the prophet, given that prophets can be hard to take, she received a prophet's reward. She got a baby boy. That's a much bigger thank you than I would want, but whatever. When I asked someone whom she thought the Catholic prophets of our time were, she said, maybe us. Us. You or I on our own may not have what it takes, but together we might find our prophetic voice. St. Oscar Romero said, El pueblo es mi profeta. The people is my prophet. He said, each one of you has to be God's microphone, a messenger, a prophet. The church will always exist as long as there is someone who has been baptized. There is a prophet there. Let us not hide the talent that God gave us on the day of our baptism, and let us truly live the beauty and responsibility of being a prophetic people. The beauty and responsibility of being a prophetic people. We find ourselves in a traumatized time and place. Every day in our school and throughout our neighborhood, we encounter children who know trauma. And that's the Greek word for wound. They, because of violence or abuse or bias, are traumatized, wounded, as are their parents and theirs before them. How do we live the beauty and responsibility of being a prophetic people and create hope in our time and place? Where do we begin? A German proverb reads, for the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the battle was lost. For the failure of battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. A horseshoe nail, a little room on the roof, a cup of cold water. That's a start. We can do that.